The pillars of the court of the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 27 verses 9 to 19. You shall also make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side there shall be hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side. And its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Likewise along the length of the north side there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, with its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And along the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. For the gate of the court there shall be a screen 20 cubits, long woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver. It shall have 4 pillars and 4 sockets. All the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver. Their hooks shall be of silver and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for all its service, all its pegs, and all the pegs of the court shall be of bronze. Here I will speak about the pillars, fine linen curtains, bands, hooks, bronze sockets, and bronze pegs in the court of the tabernacle mentioned in this text. The place where God dwells is called the tabernacle, and the size of the tabernacle including the court is about 50 meters north to south and about 25 meters east to west. The tabernacle is a small house with its roof covered by curtains, and its size is rather small. On the other hand, the court of the tabernacle is wide like a sports field. The height of the pillars of the fence around the court of the tabernacle is 2.5 meters on all sides, and they erected 60 wooden pillars and hung white cloth on all sides to make the fence of the court of the tabernacle. That fence was composed of wooden pillars, silver coverings, and bronze sockets. And they made 2 silver hooks on the silver coverings, and used long silver bands to hold those pillars, so they would not fall over. In order to hold those pillars so they would not fall over, bronze pegs were driven into the ground and silver hooks and silver rings were connected to them to secure the pillars. The pillars were made of wood, and fine linen white cloth was hung around the 60 pillars. What spiritual meaning do the pillars of the tabernacle give us? What do the pillars of the court of the tabernacle tell us? This also tells us how Jesus Christ saved each one of us from the sins of the world. And the wooden pillars of the court of the tabernacle speak of you and me, that is, people. What do the bronze sockets under the wooden pillars of the court of the tabernacle tell us? It tells us that people were beings who had no choice but to receive judgment for sin because of their sin, but have been saved from all those sins. Also, covering the wooden pillars with silver coverings tells us that He gave you and me the gift of salvation that saved sinners from sin through the gospel of blue, purple, and scarlet thread. And the act of connecting the silver bands to the silver coverings by attaching them to the bronze pegs with silver rings speaks of the gift of the removal of sin, that you and I were beings who had no choice but to die because of sin, but our Lord saved those who believe through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, that is, through the gospel of salvation. Thus, the pillars of the tabernacle show the truth that the Lord came to this earth, was baptized by John, received judgment for sin with His precious blood on the cross, was sacrificed, and saved us from all sins. It showed the gift of the removal of sins that the Lord completely saved us from sins and made us God's people. When we look at the fence stretched on the wooden pillars in the court of this tabernacle, it tells us that the Lord, in order to save us from the sins of the world once and for all through the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, was baptized and shed His blood on the cross, and that He completely saved sinners. Because this truth that the tabernacle shows is so certain, I cannot help but be thankful and cannot help but preach it. The bronze sockets under the pillars. We must have faith that knows and believes that the base sockets of the wooden pillars erected in this fence are made of bronze. The coverings of those wooden pillars were all silver coverings, the connecting hooks were silver hooks, and the bands used in the fence of the tabernacle supported the wooden pillars from both sides. We are those who were born with all the evil sins in our hearts, such as evil thoughts, murder, adultery, envy, strife, theft, and raving madness that come from the human heart as spoken of in Mark chapter 7. Therefore, God tells us that we are such people who have no choice but to live committing sins with such sins until we die. Even if we do not acknowledge it, we have no choice but to acknowledge that in reality our fundamental nature was such that we had no choice but to receive judgment because of sin. The pillars of the tabernacle are made of wood, and the base sockets of those pillars are made of bronze. Bronze spiritually speaks of punishment for sin, that is, judgment. Therefore, the bronze sockets represent that we had no choice but to go to hell because of our sins. But the Lord saved us from sin through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Because the Lord came to this earth and received our sins through the baptism he received from John, because he bore our sins through this baptism, the Lord carried the sins of the world and went to the cross and received the judgment of being nailed. Silver spiritually represents the grace of atonement and redemption, and the silver coverings of the tabernacle pillars show this truth that Jesus Christ saved us through baptism and the blood of the cross. He saved us from all sins like this. It is so thankful. We were those who had no choice but to go to hell because of our sins. But this salvation by which the Lord delivered us from sin is the most precious, blessed, and valuable salvation in the world. We can only bow our heads and accept, believe, and give thanks for the gospel that saved us through blue, purple, and scarlet. God shows us through the materials used in the pillars of the court of the tabernacle that the Lord's salvation is such a certain truth. All the mysteries of the materials concerning the tabernacle have been solved through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Without the gospel of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, the mystery of salvation from sin can never be solved. This is the truth. All the copies of the tabernacle, including the sacrificial law, are hidden within blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. In fact, you and I were such people who had no choice but to go to hell because of our fundamental sin before God. Honestly, we are those who commit sins daily, but the Lord eternally removed our sins through blue, purple, and scarlet thread. And by believing in that gift of salvation by faith, we became those who received the remission of sin. We were able to become children of God because God completely saved us from sin, made us his children, and accepted us as his children. There is no other way for us to become children of God who are born again except through the salvation that God accomplished through blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Because the Lord saved you and me from sin, we give thanks before God. We always judge ourselves at our own level, what sins we committed or didn't commit, whether those sins are big or small, weighing the gravity of sins and forgetting our own fundamental nature. We are not sinners because we committed certain sins and somewhat okay people because we didn't commit certain sins, but regardless of all this, we are those who had no choice but to go to hell because of our own sin. The Lord saved us from all sins through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. The Lord himself came in the New Testament era exactly as he promised in the Old Testament scriptures, was baptized exactly as the word said to bear sins, took on the sins of the world and went to the cross and shed blood to pay the price of sacrifice for sin, thereby saving us from all sins and giving that salvation as a gift to you and me. Therefore, you and I received the gift of salvation from all sins by faith. Why is white cloth hung inside the pillars of the court of the tabernacle? There are a total of 60 pillars erected in the court of the tabernacle, and white fine linen cloth is hung on all of those pillars. The truth that this speaks of is that you and I are dirty beings who have been defiled because of our own sins, and therefore are such beings who deserve to receive judgment for sin and go to hell, But the Lord has cleanly washed away such sins of ours through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. In other words, it is speaking of the truth that Jesus was baptized by John and washed away our sins cleanly once and for all. When Jesus came to this earth and was baptized by John the Baptist, the representative of mankind, all the sins of the world were transferred to Jesus, and Jesus, who took on the sins of the world, was crucified on the cross to receive judgment for sin, shed all his blood, and died. And he rose from death and became our living Savior. That is precisely the gift of salvation accomplished through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. And this is the perfect gift of salvation and the Lord's love that cleanly washed away you and me from all sins, making us without blemish and without lack so that we could become God's people. The Lord gave us the gift of salvation and made us who believe into God's people. The white cloth hung on the pillars of the tabernacle speaks not only of God's holiness, but also of the holiness of believers. Therefore, if we want to become God's children, we too must believe in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and have all our sins washed away to become holy. God says, "Be holy, for I am holy." But how can we become holy through our deeds? Because we cannot help but commit sins no matter how hard we try. We cannot become holy through our own efforts. Our Lord completely saved such you and me through blue thread, purple thread, scarlet thread, and fine twined linen. So you and I have completely become the people of God. The only way we can become holy from all sins is to believe in God's gospel. There is no other way. Bronze pegs driven into the sand. Bronze pegs are driven at the ends of the silver bands that hold the pillars of the fence of the court of the tabernacle from both sides. Both ends of the bands are connected to bronze pegs and silver coverings, and this represents that we are those who had no choice but to receive judgment and go to hell because of our sins. But God gave us the gift of salvation that enables us to receive salvation from sin, making us God's holy people. Because God made us His holy people through such grace of salvation, we really cannot help but praise God and cannot help but be thankful for the grace that God has bestowed upon us. Also, through this word of truth of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, we cannot help but not only believe in and praise God but also preach. Is there really a day when we do not commit sin even for one day? There is not. Even those who believe in God's word and are born again by grace also commit sins. If someone is even slightly aggressive toward us and not favorable, we curse and hate them. Because we cannot just tell those who interfere with God's work and oppose God's word to be blessed and live well. If there is anyone who harms God's servants or saints even a little, we cannot endure it and must pour out our anger to feel satisfied. But is doing this really the right thing? It is not right, but as the saying goes, the arm bends inward. So we act that way because that's how we are wired. Even if we are lacking, we are okay among ourselves, but sinners who reject the gospel and have nothing to do with the righteous, and those who oppose the gospel deserve to receive the punishment of hell. God also makes such judgment. He says that those who do not accept God's love will surely go to hell. God does not give such people only temporary pain, but creates hell and gives them eternal torment. That is God's wrath. We also believe that way. If they do not stand on God's side or oppose Him, He sends them straight to hell. Because we also resemble God's character, we cannot tell those who oppose the gospel to be blessed. We also believe in God's righteousness that God will surely send such people to hell. In fact, if we set aside God's gift of salvation and look at our sins before the law, we would really have no choice but to confess that we also cannot be called God's people and are people who have no choice but to go to hell. We are such people. But the Lord gave such us the gift of salvation to be delivered from sin and made us God's people who resemble God's character. Therefore, we who resemble God's heart have no choice but to hate those who oppose God's word and do not stand on God's side. What gift of salvation has God given us? He gave us the gift of salvation from sin accomplished through the four threads shown at the gate of the court of the tabernacle, blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Then how can we not praise God? How can peace not dwell in our hearts? We have received true salvation. Our salvation is not just made of gold and silver, not like mist or morning dew that exists for a while and then disappears, but we have received eternal and complete salvation. God loved sinners so much that He gave the grace of salvation as a free gift and clothed us who believe with it. Just as all the utensils that touched the ground in the tabernacle, bronze pegs and bronze sockets, are made of bronze and the pillars are covered with silver coverings, we are fundamentally those who have no choice but to go to hell, but we became God's children by receiving the gift of salvation that the Lord gave. Each and every one of you and me received salvation by faith. Then how certain is the salvation from sin that we received? This is a gift that God bestowed, and it is certain salvation, blessing, and gift that can never be changed. Because we know this, we can give thanks before God. It is certain that the salvation from sin that you and I received is God's gift. The salvation we received is not such imperfect salvation that disappears when we are lacking and weak. For you and me, the Lord came to this earth and gave us the gift of salvation through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Therefore, those who believe in it become those who have received salvation from eternal sin. Because the salvation by which the Lord saves sinners from sin is so perfect, and because He bore all our physical lacks, weaknesses, and faults, He made us complete people who have nothing more to do with sin. Those who clearly know and believe in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen become those who have received eternal salvation. Everyone, how precious and valuable is this gift of salvation that God has given us. I am really thankful for how much this gift of salvation gives rest to our hearts, comforts us, and blesses us. The Lord gives rest to our hearts. That is why the Lord said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. I really give thanks that God gave me the gift of salvation from sin, and that I became one who received the gift of salvation. I believe that not only I, but all of you are also very precious before God. God saved you through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. God said that He gave the gift of salvation to those who believe this word. And because you also believe this word, I think and believe that you are also very honorable people. These days, we often get very exhausted because we do God's work beyond our own strength. At such times, I have no other way to comfort you except by eating delicious things together physically. Also, because we know that no matter how much we try to comfort one another physically, it does not become comfort. We are comforted through reflecting on the certain gift of salvation that the Lord, who is truly our comfort, has given us. We find peace that the world does not know, and we also comfort one another. By believing in the spiritual truth that God has already given in our hearts, we receive comfort and satisfaction in it. Because we are those who will receive great reward and great blessing in that gift of salvation that God gave, we have peace that the world does not know in our hearts and are those who have received blessings that the world does not know. When we are too exhausted, we think of the special and precious gift of salvation that God has given us, enjoy a special peace of mind, and do all things with the strength the Lord gives us. Of course, even if we rest and play all day long, there is nothing but playing soccer, eating delicious food, and chatting to our heart's content. But when we meet each other in fellowship face to face and hear each other's voices, that also becomes joy. How complete a gift of salvation God has given to each of you individually. This is really a great gift of salvation that the world does not know. There are some people who do not believe in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen but claim with religious zeal that they themselves have no sin, but such people's emotion quickly disappears. The peace made by one's own thoughts disappears like morning mist when one commits a little sin and circumstances become a little difficult, but those who believe in the salvation of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen that the Lord gave have peace in their hearts that the world does not know. Peace that shines brighter the more difficult it becomes. Even when we are trampled on, slandered, and suffer pain, we still have the unchanging gift of salvation that the Lord gave in our hearts, and because of that gift of salvation, we still have completeness and gratitude in our hearts. We are those who have received complete salvation. We can never return to Egypt again, never return to being those who will be judged in sin again. God has given blessings so that we who know and believe in the gift of salvation that God bestowed upon us can always give thanks completely by faith before God. That is why we give thanks to God by faith. What are we before God that He gave us such certain salvation of blue, purple, and scarlet? I am so thankful. What am I that the Lord loved me and clothed me with great grace and made me preach the precious gospel? I am so thankful. When I give thanks for the great grace of the blessing of salvation that God gave and express that heart, I feel that my vocabulary and expressive ability are truly lacking. Even if I give great thanks daily to the Lord who made me live only for God and for the gospel, I really cannot thank Him enough. I have no choice but to give thanks eternally. We are those who believe in the salvation represented by blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. Jesus was born on this earth for you, was baptized by John when he was 30 years old and bore all your sins once and for all. He bore the sins of the world and died on the cross, shedding his blood, and rose again and is now seated at the right hand of God. That Jesus Christ gave the eternal and perfect gift of salvation to those who receive the gift of salvation of truth by faith. Therefore, unless we betray that faith on our part, the salvation we received once never changes eternally. No matter what lacks we may have, no matter what weaknesses we may have, we have become His people who are clothed with the complete gift of salvation. The white fine linen hung on the pillars of the tabernacle. Everyone, please think about the fine linen curtains. Fine linen curtains are not nylon but cloth made by twisting white linen threads together. Fine linen curtains made by weaving well together like a carpet are cloth woven together with white threads. If white cloth were hung in the sandy desert of the wilderness, it would quickly become dirty. Then would God have hung white cloth like that impractically without knowing that it would quickly become dirty? God commanded them to hang white cloth in order to show it to those who accept by faith the gift of salvation that He gave. This was to make us clearly know and engrave in our hearts that He had completely and cleanly saved us from all judgment. God made us hang white fine linen curtains so that we could see this and be saved by faith and praise God eternally and be really thankful. Through the fine linen curtains, the Lord gave us the gift of salvation so completely. The salvation that the Lord gave us is salvation like white fine linen cloth. Our fundamental appearance is dirty and ugly, having no choice but to go to hell because of sin. We are the kind of people who must wash and change our clothes 3 or 4 times a day, and change the clothes of our hearts 3 or 4 times a day. But the Lord made our hearts completely white. The Lord made such people as us into complete people of God. How broad and great is God's power! He made us sinners who are ugly, dirty, and always live getting dirty into completely holy people through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Today, you and I who believe in this gospel of water and the Spirit are those who have received the complete gift of salvation from God. We are those whose all sins in our hearts have been washed white as snow. Do you have sin in your hearts? No. We have become just like the white and clean cloth hung on the fence of the tabernacle. That is exactly you and me. Our fundamental nature was such that we had no choice but to receive judgment because of sin. But our receiving salvation was not because we did not commit sins, nor because we had much ability, but just as silver bands were hung on bronze pegs and connected to silver coverings, we received salvation by grace through being clothed with God's power. We were really those who had no choice but to go to hell and receive judgment, but through faith in God's clothing us with the gift of salvation, we became God's people who received salvation. This is the truth revealed in the fence of the tabernacle. The 60 pillars of the tabernacle speak of us people. They point to each and every one of us. We were those who could not become God's people and could not enter God's house, but God gave such us the gift of salvation. The Lord came to this earth and made and accomplished the gift of salvation, and gave that gift to you and me, so that we would know that truth and through faith become God's people who are completely saved before God and can never be cursed again. What an amazing blessing this is! We are like the pillars of the court of the tabernacle. We would fall down if we were alone. But the reason we are saved from sin and do not fall is because those who believe in the complete blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen that God gave are united together in grace. First, we must have faith that believes that we ourselves are such awful people who have no choice but to go to hell. But the Lord cleanly washed away our sins through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, and cleanly received all judgment for sin and completely saved all of us. And with that faith, we have become those who can stand before God at any time, praise God, do God's work, and always be thankful because of that gift of salvation. Sometimes our flesh becomes tired and we fall down. Although we have faith in our hearts that we are saved from sin and judgment, even after receiving salvation, there are times when we feel bored and struggle with thoughts of why we must live like this. Although we sometimes have such thoughts, the reason we can live firmly without departing from God's presence after receiving salvation is that we always acknowledge and reflect on the fact that our fundamental nature was such that we had no choice but to receive judgment because of sin. And through this we come to feel even more gratitude for the gift of salvation and the grace of salvation that the Lord gave. And we can stand with firm faith. We are always lacking, but we can always be thankful before God. Cannot be arrogant even a little. And can always be thankful for becoming God's children through the gift of salvation and stand firmly before God to fulfill the priestly duties. What makes us firm like this and stand solidly in faith is only through receiving that great gift of the grace of salvation that God gave. When we know our own fundamental nature and acknowledge that because of it we had no choice but to go to hell and were fundamentally dirty people who would have nothing to say even if we died twice because of sin and were subjected to the punishment of death, we come to receive with gratitude in our hearts the faith of the remission of sin that God gave through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, and we come to serve the Lord. When we know and realize how thankful this salvation of truth is and accept it in our hearts, our faith becomes unshakable. It becomes firm. No matter what tricks anyone pulls, even if they try to persuade us saying that we are made complete by the blood alone, our faith does not shake. Originally, we humans are seeds that have no choice but to go to hell, but by believing in the certain truth that the Lord saved us through blue thread, purple thread, scarlet thread, and fine twined linen, we can boldly defeat falsehood and stand by faith. What? We were saved by the blood of the cross alone? If we take away the blue grace of salvation that the Lord gave us, we have nothing good about us or anything to boast about, so what nonsense is that? We can defeat falsehood like this. However, if we depart from the grace of salvation that the Lord gave, we cannot see our own appearance and become conceited and arrogant, falling into being evil people. By seeing our own appearance, the gift of salvation that God gave us feels even greater. Therefore, we have become such beings who always rejoice, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything. The reason we can really stand firmly before God is because we believe that the Lord received the judgment for our sins in our place, just as the silver bands hold the fence of the tabernacle and are connected to the bronze sockets. Therefore, even when we are about to fall, we become complete because of the silver bands that hold us up. Just as connecting links were firmly attached to each silver band, we do not fall, because we have both a heart that knows and acknowledges what kind of people we are, and the grace that saves such people as us through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Because of that, we do not fall to this side or that side but stand upright. Because of that complete gift of salvation that God gave us, because of God's righteousness, we cannot fall forward or sideways but stand firmly on the bronze sockets. When we daily reflect on the fact that we received salvation from that position where we should receive judgment, we come to stand firmly and solidly with constant gratitude. Do you believe? Yes. The gospel of water and the Spirit is a tremendous truth of salvation. Even if you graduate from numerous theological colleges or theological graduate schools in the world, this is a truth that you will never know. And because this is foundational faith and fundamental faith, all theology learned without knowing the truth of blue, purple and scarlet thread and fine twined linen is ultimately a house built on sand that collapses and falls down. You must have a solid foundation of true faith. What is theology? Everyone, there are largely two streams in theology, which can be divided into theocentrism and humanism. In theological seminaries, they teach these two things. Believing according to the word is theocentrism, and believing by adding human thoughts is called humanism. These people have no particular interest in what the Bible is saying, but gain strength or receive criticism depending on what some authoritative person claims and what kind of people follow. Theology based on humanism can never be called proper theology. However, people who usually study theology claim that only the theology they majored in is right. Even now, there are many people who attend Seventh-day Adventist churches, and people who attend Sabbath churches consider the Sabbath important. Presbyterian churches only talk about the five major doctrines of Calvinism. Arminianism says that although God saved us, humans must also believe it on their part. In some ways, Arminianism can be seen as somewhat close to the Bible. Rather, when you look at the doctrine of Calvinism, which is theocentric, you can see that it is very superstitious and fatalistic faith. Because they claim predestination and the doctrine of election as truth, saying, "Before you were born, God decided to make some people His people and some were already excluded. There is only God's choice." Such claims are very far from God's word. Like this, when you compare the denominations that are considered very orthodox in the world to God's word, you can see that they are very different from the truth. Of course, even if some parts may be close to approximation, the theology that denominations are teaching is not right before God. Among the wrong doctrines, even if they are close to God's word by 1%, you can clearly see that too many parts are far from God's word. The washing away of our sins is a gift from God. God has granted the gift of salvation to those who believe. The fence of the tabernacle is made of wooden pillars. Silver coverings were put over those pillars, and bronze sockets were placed underneath them. Also, silver bands were made and connected with silver hooks and bronze pegs. And wooden pillars were erected with intervals between them, and white fine linen curtains were hung on those pillars. Because the pillars were firmly tied with silver bands and fine linen curtains so they would not shake, they cannot lean to the side or be moved. After bronze pegs were driven on both sides of those fine linen curtains that really seemed to have no strength, and bands were placed on both sides to set them up firmly, pegs were driven in a straight line on this side. When white cloth is hung on wooden pillars that are firmly driven like this, no matter how much you want to move the cloth somewhere else, it cannot move because the cloths pull each other. Like this, God's righteousness has made us people of firm faith who can never be moved again. God gave such complete salvation to us as a gift. Then how thankful we are. So you and I became those who are saved. So when I look at Christians in this world, I find them really pathetic, ridiculous, and deplorable. Because I see that while they say they believe in God and preach the word, they do not have even the most basic foundation. I feel regrettable and frustrated. These days, it is said that students in our country have weak foundations in learning. They took the college entrance exam this time, and contrary to expectations that scores would rise, it is said that the average scores of many students decreased. While current student scores dropped, it is said that students retaking the exam actually had their scores rise significantly. It is said that such results came about because students increasingly neglect the basics and do not try to learn the fundamentals. This phenomenon is the same not only in high schools but also in universities. They should strengthen the foundation and pass on advanced knowledge so that students can study professional fields and go out into society to live social lives in the future, but they are not doing so at all. The reason I am talking about this now is that just as you cannot get good results in the world if your foundation is not solid, faith in believing in God will also collapse if there is no foundation. That true faith is faith that believes in blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. Without this faith, everything else is nothing. When people first believe in Jesus, they rejoice saying they have no sin and show enthusiasm, but after just a little time passes, their own righteousness runs out, their joy disappears completely, and they become so drained of strength that they eventually give up even believing in God because of the sins they commit. Are there any people with physical disabilities among you? If there are people who have some difficulty with their legs, it would be quite a challenge for them to climb stairs. So if such people are struggling alone, wouldn't it be appreciated if someone helps and supports them from the side? However, there are also people who get angry when you try to help them. Leave me alone. I'll go up by myself. When I look at people with physical disabilities, I see that some people's hearts have hardened, perhaps because of their own difficulties. So they tend not to accept other people's kindness as simple kindness but distort the meaning and accept it that way. Actually, there is no need to have such an inferiority complex about having a disability. Although there are some inconveniences in living, disability is not a sin. However, because of the various obstacles that come from that physical disability, they experience numerous inferiority complexes and eventually often end up closing their hearts as well. If someone has a disability, they should acknowledge what is difficult for them, seek help where needed, and do what they can. When I have something I don't know or need help with, I ask other people and seek help. Because I don't know well, I ask and say, please help me. So when someone who knows tells me or helps me, I express gratitude. Just because we are physically lacking doesn't mean our hearts should also become disabled, but we should know our own insufficiency and believe in the Lord's gospel of water and the Spirit that made that insufficiency complete. The salvation of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, and accept it by faith. And we should boast and give thanks for everything within the Lord's gospel. Since we receive the gift of salvation that God gave by faith, we should be thankful. We should enjoy rest in this, love in this, and unite in this. Today, many people believe in Jesus, but their faith wavers here and there because they have a weak foundation regarding the gospel of water and the Spirit. The Lord saved you and me through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. We know that this alone is the truth and received the gift of salvation by faith to become complete. We were originally those who had no choice but to go to hell. But because God gave us the gift of salvation and completely saved us, we became God's complete children. Now, because we have already become those who received the gift of salvation by faith, if we have faith saying, I am one of God's people, and live within the boundary of that faith, that life is life in the Lord and is tremendously successful faith. After I was born again, two kinds of feelings arose in my heart that I had never experienced before. In the past, I did hypocritical love, pretending to love humans unconditionally while actually hating them in my heart, but now I truly came to love humans with my heart. Because God gave us the gift of salvation, this gospel is so precious that all those who believe in it appear as precious people and are so lovely. Even if I don't want to love them, I cannot help but love them. The second thing is that I pay attention to other people's feelings in a way I never did before. In the past, regardless of what state the other person was in, if I couldn't accept them well, I used to rebuke them, but now I see what kind of weaknesses a person has and sometimes cover them appropriately and sometimes admonish them appropriately. What this means is that a heart that seeks their benefit before God arises. Those who have weaknesses or lacks tend to have their hearts hardened easily, so I help them subtly without them noticing in parts where they need help, and because there are also parts where I shouldn't help while pretending to help, I become conscious of people's weaknesses. Because humans are inherently weak beings, I become conscious of that, but within faith, I am very firm and bold. In some aspects, a person is so weak that we should not rebuke them, and in other situations, there are cases where we should admonish them strongly rather than being lenient with them. But when seen within faith, everything is so certain, perfect, accurate, and firm, and it is all within love. When looking at fleshly things, only parts to worry about are visible. Because humans are originally such weak and lacking beings, if we start worrying with that flesh, anxiety and worry would never leave us for even a moment. But when we stand in the perfect faith that God gave, worry and anxiety disappear. And because Jesus saved us who are so lacking and full of faults through blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen and uses us for the Lord's good work, this comfort of faith makes us firm more than any other comfort. The comfort of the heart comes from accepting the gift of salvation that the Lord gave in our hearts, thinking about it, and being comforted by faith, while any other fleshly comfort is only temporary. That doesn't mean fleshly comfort is unnecessary, so both of these are always needed for us. But what is certain is that because people are weak, Jesus Christ came to this earth and completely saved us. When Lazarus died, it is said that Jesus groaned when he saw Lazarus's sisters Mary and Martha and the people of that town weeping and grieving. Jesus groaned physically at how miserable it is for people to die like this because of sin. However, because the Lord came according to his Father's will, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life," John chapter 11 verse 25, and raised those who would die because of sin. You and I also have two aspects, spirit and flesh. So when it is too difficult physically, we should receive some comfort physically. And spiritually, we must also have faith of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. Also, because of the gift of salvation that God gave us, we rejoice by faith and cherish the gift of salvation. And by knowing once again that we are those who received such a precious gift, we come to have hearts that rejoice in Christ. Thus we come to give glory to God. Like the pillars of the tabernacle, God has firmly established each one of us in faith and made us live by faith. Therefore, even when our fleshly insufficiencies come up daily, we know that we are those who deserve judgment and come to feel deeply in our hearts how precious God's salvation is. Now you will also know the truth of salvation revealed in the fence of the court of the tabernacle. Now you will also open the gate of the court of the tabernacle in the middle of the east side of the fence and enter into the tabernacle. When you open the gate of the court of the tabernacle and enter, there is something you meet in the court of the tabernacle. What do you meet first? You meet the altar of burnt offering. When you pass the altar of burnt offering by faith, the laver comes out, and after passing the laver, you finally enter into God's house. When seen by faith, all of this becomes very easy. Although the word of the tabernacle seems like it would be very difficult, in fact, for you and me who have a solid foundation of faith, it is very easy because we see it within the standard of faith we already believe. However, just because it is very easy does not mean its value is low at all. Because its value is so great, it is made easy so that anyone can know it easily. But God made it invisible to the eyes of those who are not born again, so that just anyone cannot interpret this word about the tabernacle according to their own thoughts. Therefore, even theologians, if they are people without a foundation of faith, not one of them can speak the accurate spiritual meaning of why the gate of the court of the tabernacle is made of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen, nor do they know it accurately. Blue thread speaks of the baptism that Jesus received. He bore all our sins through the method of baptism. Scarlet thread speaks of the sacrifice of his death when Jesus Christ bore our sins by receiving baptism and died on the cross to receive judgment. Purple thread represents that Jesus is God. Fine twined linen is the word of promise that Jesus made to us humans as God. However, those who cannot believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit and are not born again cannot speak accurately of the truth that God revealed at the gate of the tabernacle like this. God promised to Adam and Eve and also to all God's servants, saying, "I will come with water, blood, and the Spirit to save you." And according to that word, Jesus Christ came to this earth, was baptized by John the Baptist, died shedding blood, and then rose again to save us. Fine twined linen represents the promise of God's word and the fulfillment of the word. Blue, purple, and scarlet thread speak of the baptism that Jesus Christ received, that Jesus Christ is our God, and also that Jesus Christ carried the sins of the world and shed blood on the cross to receive all the judgment for our sins. And it speaks of Jesus Christ rising from death to save us. This truth of blue, purple, and scarlet thread is the eternal truth of salvation that cannot be disputed by any other. God has given you and me the gift of salvation. In other words, a silver covering was placed on the pillar. We must always remember that we are those who received the gift of salvation from God. Because we received the gift and became righteous, became those without sin, and became God's people, We are absolutely those who cannot boast of anything else apart from God's gift. If there is one thing we can boast of, it is only that Jesus Christ saved us from sin through the only good and precious gospel of water and the Spirit, us who had no choice but to go to hell. That is, it is only that we became God's children who have faith in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen. We must live by the faith that the Lord gave us the gift of salvation so that we became complete, and that we became God's people through the Lord. We must always live by such faith today, tomorrow, and at all times. Do you understand? I believe that it is very timely to preach the word about the tabernacle in this present age. There was a time when many people were confused because of the nonsensical pre-tribulation rapture theory, and just as God timely had us preach the word of revelation at that time to make people abandon wrong faith and have true faith, I consider it very appropriate to preach the faith of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine twined linen at this time. Because we receive the gift of salvation from God, I believe that delivering this certain gift of salvation to people is the happiest thing. I give thanks to God.